Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too. Last week, we talked about when Jesus stayed with his apostles for 40 days after he was resurrected. He taught them many things about the gospel and his church. He told them to teach the gospel to all people. He also said that he would leave them soon, but the Holy Ghost would come to help them. The apostles watched Jesus go up into the clouds. Two angels in white clothes told the apostles that Jesus would come back from heaven someday. The apostles were now the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ on earth. Peter was president, and James and John were his counselors. There were only 11 apostles. Judas was dead. Heavenly Father told the apostles to choose Matthias to be one of the 12 apostles. All of the apostles had a special calling in the priesthood. The apostles and the other disciples had faith in the Lord. They obeyed his commandments. They loved one another. With the priesthood and the power of the Holy Ghost, the apostles could do many things. They healed the sick and were missionaries. They taught about Jesus Christ and his gospel. Many people believed the apostles' words and joined the church. Church members were called saints. We also talked about a man who could not walk. He was carried to the temple every day. He sat by the temple doors and asked for money. One day he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple. He asked Peter and John for money. Peter said that he would give the man something else. Peter blessed the man in the name of Jesus Christ and healed him. Then he helped the man stand up. The man walked for the first time in his life. Many people saw the man walking and leaping. They knew it was a miracle. They knew Peter had the power of God. Peter told them that Jesus Christ had given him the power to heal the man. Peter was a great missionary. He helped many people believe in and follow Jesus Christ.
I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a foot or two. Share
here has ever had something bad happen? Madeline.
My dad fell on me and broke my leg.
Ouch. How'd that make you feel?
I was 2, so I don't know.
Oh, that's a long time. What about you, Rachel?
I broke my toe.
And how did that feel?
Painful.
Do you still feel it every now and then?
Yeah.
That's what happens. Haley, what about you?
When I'm at dance, sometimes I can slip on my tap shoes.
That is really sad. Who has had something bad happen when you are trying to do something good?
I have.
Yeah.
Me.
That seems strange, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes trials come along, even though we are trying our very best to do what is right. For example, maybe you are trying to be nice to everyone in your primary class or at school, but there is someone who is mean to you. Or maybe you want to say your prayers every night, but sometimes you feel too sleepy to kneel down. When Heavenly Father asks us to do things, He knows that there will be trials. The scriptures call these trials opposition. Who do you think the opposition comes from when we are trying to choose the right? Rachel?
Satan.
I think so too. The church, after the death of Jesus, faced great opposition as well. What do you think Satan wanted to happen to the church? Reagan?
He wanted it to disappear.
Exactly. Today we are going to talk about two different stories that show the trials faced by the apostles and the early church.
Many Jewish leaders thought that miracles would stop when Jesus died. However, the apostles also performed miracles.
Many people believed in Jesus Christ and joined the church. This made Jewish leaders angry. They put Peter and John in prison.
King Herod Agrippa had the apostle James killed. The apostles called 7 men to help lead the church. One was a righteous man named Stephen.
He taught the gospel to many people. Some wicked people lied and said that Stephen spoke against the Jewish law.
They took him to be tried by the Jewish leaders. Stephen told the leaders that they were wicked. He said that they had killed Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Then Stephen looked up into heaven and saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. When he told the leaders what he saw, they were very angry.
They took Stephen out of the city to kill him by throwing stones at him. They laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul.
As Stephen was dying, he asked God to take his spirit to heaven. He also asked God to forgive those who were killing him. Then he died.
Why do you think the Jewish leaders thought there would be no more miracles when Jesus was gone? Madeline?
They didn't know that it was the priesthood power. They just thought it was Jesus doing tricks.
Oh, wow. Exactly right. Who else was able to perform miracles like Jesus? Reagan?
His apostles.
Right. Just the same way, right? What did the believers do to show that they would follow Jesus? Haley?
Join the church.
Great. Were you going to say something else, Rachel? Go.
Get baptized.
Get baptized and join the church. Right. How did the Jewish leaders feel about the church's growth? Madeline?
Frustrated.
Oh, that's a good word. Frustrated. How else would they feel? Riley?
Angry.
Yes, very angry. Haley?
They were angry.
They were angry. Wow, that's great. The Jewish leaders were not happy about how fast the church was growing. Where did they put Peter and John? Rachel?
In prison.
Right. What did King Agrippa do to the apostle James? Riley?
Kill him.
They killed him, right? Why do you think the apostles called 7 more men to help lead the church? Reagan.
They needed more help because the church was growing really fast.
Exactly. That's right. Stephen was one of these men. He was righteous and taught the gospel to many people. What did a group of wicked men do to Stephen? Rachel, do you know?
They took him to their leader.
Right. The wicked people took Stephen to their leaders. What did Stephen say to these men? Madeline?
That they were wicked and had killed Jesus Christ.
Okay. Did he say anything else? That was pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
As Stephen looked up to heaven, who did he see? Reagan?
Heavenly Father and Jesus.
Right. The leaders were very angry with Stephen when he told them he had just seen Heavenly Father and Jesus. What did they decide to do to Stephen? Maylee?
Kill him.
Right. When the wicked men took off their coats to kill Stephen, where did they put them? Riley?
At the feet of Saul.
All right. So as Stephen was dying, he prayed to Heavenly Father. What did he ask him? Madeline?
To receive his soul and forgive those who were killing him.
So what was the first thing?
To receive his soul.
And then?
Forgive those who were killing him.
That'd be hard, right?
Yeah.
It'd be really hard. Like Jesus, Stephen prayed for his enemies. Why do you think it is important for us to pray for our enemies? Is it important for us to pray for our enemies?
Yeah.
Why?
Yes.
Why is it so important? Haley?
So they will be forgiven.
So they will be forgiven? Okay, what else? Madeline?
Jesus said to love everyone, so we're doing what he asks of us.
Great. So we're following his example. Exactly. Is it hard to pray for our enemies? Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Very hard. If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the trials faced by the church after Jesus' death. Turn with us to chapter 58, Simon and the Priesthood, on page 152, as we learn more about the opposition faced by the church.
Many people in Samaria heard and believed the gospel. They were baptized, but they did not have the Holy Ghost.
Peter and John went to Samaria. They laid their hands on people's heads and gave them the gift of the Holy Ghost.
A man named Simon saw Peter and John giving people the gift of the Holy Ghost. Simon knew that the two apostles could give people the gift of the Holy Ghost because they had the priesthood.
He wanted the priesthood too. He offered Peter and John money for it. Peter told Simon that no one can buy the priesthood.
God gives it to righteous men. Peter knew that Simon was not righteous. He told him to repent.
What did many people in Samaria think when they learned about the gospel? Reagan?
They believed it.
They did. What else? Madeline?
They wanted to be baptized.
Yes, the people were baptized, but why had they not received the Holy Ghost yet? Madeline?
No one with the priesthood was there to give them the Holy Ghost.
Right, exactly. Why did Peter and John go to Samaria? Haley?
To give people the Holy Ghost.
Great. How do you think the people felt when they realized they came to give them the gift of the Holy Ghost? How do you think they felt, Haley?
Happy.
Very happy. How? What else, Madeline?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Why fantastic?
Because someone's coming to give you a really special gift. That would be really exciting and really fantastic.
Well, great. I feel that way about gifts, too. Any other reason? Any other ways that they felt? Rachel?
Glad.
Why glad?
Because someone that Heavenly Father had sent them to come give them the Holy Ghost.
Right. Okay, I think they probably felt really special, too, to get that. Who was the man that saw Peter and John giving the people the Holy Ghost? Haley.
Simon.
Right. How did Simon know that Peter and John could give people the gift of the Holy Ghost? Reagan, do you know?
He knew they had the priesthood.
How did he know? How did they know that? Madeline?
Because everyone's getting excited because they came to give them the Holy Ghost. Word must have gotten to him. And everyone would know why, and so he'd know why.
Simon wanted the priesthood too. What did he tell Peter and John he would give them for it? Riley.
Money.
Money. Why did Peter decide not to give Simon the priesthood? Rachel?
You can't buy the priesthood.
Right. What did Peter say about the money Simon wanted to give him? Haley?
That nobody can buy the priesthood.
Exactly. No one can buy it. Do you think people have tried? Yep.
Yeah.
He did, didn't he? Who does God give the priesthood to? Reagan.
Righteous men.
So, Reagan, you're about to get the priesthood, right? How does that make you feel?
Really excited.
Does it? What are you looking forward to the very most?
Going on a mission.
Wow, that is great, and that's a great goal. Wonderful. What did Peter tell Simon he needed to do? Haley?
Repent.
Repent? What did he have to repent of? Rachel?
All of his sins.
All of his sins. If we are righteous, we will be given the ability to overcome the opposition of Satan. It may not always come in the way that we hope or expect. Stephen and James were called upon to give their lives in the face of opposition. Peter was called to teach of the sacredness of the priesthood. If we listen to the Lord, like the early apostles, we will be able to know how to withstand any trials that come our way. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 59 and chapter 60.
See you next week.
Scripture Power!